Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Bill.
I know you'll remember this, but to the audience, do you guys remember when there was a shortage of drugs available for children? Your kids had RSV or COVID and they had a fever and you couldn't get drugs. And then if you did get drugs, they were coming in from other countries or you were using adult versions and trying to get the dose right. Well, a new study shows that quite often we were getting it wrong. How serious was this or potentially could this have been?
Well, it can be, especially if you're using acetaminophen or Tylenol or ibuprofen, anti-inflammatory. If you use part of the problem, Bill, is either too much or too little. That was the other issue. So if you have children that were suffering with pain or had fever and you didn't measure properly and you underdosed, it didn't work very well. And so parents were then concerned, well, medication is not working. Something's really wrong with my child. So it's a misinterpretation of the severity of their illness or how it's responding. And then overdosing, well, if you overdose on acetaminophen, there's potential for liver damage, for anti-inflammatories, gastrointestinal problems if you're overdosing. So there are issues with respect to providing the proper dosing. And this is the Ontario Poison Control reported that he had many more calls.
Common, though. We don't really feel like they could be very harmful, which is obviously naive, right?
Right. I mean, as with anything, any medication that you are using, if it's not used according to recommendations or the dosing, the proper dosing, you can cause a problem. They're safe when used appropriately. But as with anything, if you use too much of anything or too little, you can end up with problems. And so in this case, I thought it'd be a good idea to point out that the Ontario Poison Control has, and this is from the CTV News website. So the article is entitled Medication Shortage in Canada Led to Increased Dosing Errors in Children, New Study Shows. And there's a link in this that takes you to the Ontario Poison Control Center and a table that has, in the event if you don't have the liquid version, so in the future, or if there is a shortage again, if you don't have the liquid versions of these medications for children, there is a guide that is based on the child's weight that tells you how much of an adult tablet you can use for the child based on their weight. And this is what's extremely important. I would never really go by the child's age. A lot of times you'll see on the packages, even the liquid versions, they have, if your child is this age, this is what you should use. It's always better to go by the child's weight. And an easy way to remember how much to use when you're measuring is that for ibuprofen or Advil, it's 10 milligrams per kilogram per dose, and it's every 6 to 8 hours. So if a child weighs 10 kilograms, they get 100 milligrams of ibuprofen, and it's every 6 to 8 hours. If they're using acetaminophen or Tylenol, it's 15 milligrams per kilogram per dose, and that's given every 4 hours or so. And so if people write that down and then they are looking at their packages and say the package shows that it's, you know, if we're dealing with ibuprofen, and you know it comes in a little dropper, milliliter droppers. So sometimes the concentration will be 100 milligrams per milliliter. Well, then you know that if a child is 10 kilograms, they get 1 milliliter of that, or one full dropper of it. So that's sort of a way to keep track. It's writing down your child's weight and then calculating the dose and then seeing how much of that is available per milliliter in those drops. And if it's a tablet, well, then you go to the site and it'll tell you how much of a tablet to take for that child. But
they don't even mind you calling their hotline either to ask.
No, they don't. So
just look up poison control, Google it. Phone them if you want to. It's not going to be a hassle. They would rather you call and get the dose right. You know what? The trickiest problems is most parents I know, you're a doctor, so I'm sure you weigh your patients using the metric system in kilograms. Everyone I know, it's one of those weird things that's a holdover. People know their weight in pounds.
Yeah, I know. That's very true. And even when the babies are brought in and you know, everything is done in kilos. It's just a lot easier. It's a base 10 system, right? It's much easier to use than dealing with 16 ounces for a pound. But nevertheless, you know, you say, oh, your baby's gone, you know, your baby's 5 kilos now. What a fantastic growth. And you go, well, what's 5 kilos? Oh, it's 11 pounds. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Is that interesting? And height too.
Yeah. Yeah.
People know their height also, in feet and inches.
Yeah. So same thing, you know, by the age of two, after you've measured the child at age two, you can predict where they're going to be when they're 18. And they go, I go, yeah, they're going to be about 180 centimeters. What? Oh, about 6 feet tall. Oh, yeah, fantastic.
You know, when we did that with our kids at age two, and I remember their heights, because I come from a family where people are small in stature. I you'll laugh at this because I'm not very tall, but I'm a giant in my immediate family. Head and shoulders above everybody. Right. So we were curious, you know, and I got to tell you, my son was like 5'10", 5'11". He's a little taller than that. He's just over 6 feet, maybe 6'1". And my daughter is almost to the inch as well. What I predicted. You really, I'm shocked. Because to me, within, some people say, well, an inch is a big difference. I don't think it is. I think that's pretty much nailed what he was going to be. Why can you know at age two? That's so bizarre to me.
These are based on measurements of millions of children. And the averages over, you know, when you look at a growth chart, you'll see there's what's called percentiles. So that it goes everything from, you know, the first percentile to the 100th. And that simply means, if, say you have someone that's at the 75th percentile, it means for every 100 children, they are either taller than 75 of those children, or they weigh more than 75 of those children. So that's what that means. So,
see, I'm in the belief that my parents and all my aunts and uncles probably were shorter than you would have predicted it to, because they lived through the Second World War and rationing and malnourishment. So at 2 years old, you can predict somebody's ultimate height fairly closely, providing there's nothing catastrophic that happens.
That's exactly right. And sometimes what you can see is that if you've been measuring a child and you see that they dip down a little bit, well, sometimes they can tell you that there's something wrong, or that they're just not eating very well. And it can be, as a child gets older, you can say, you know, if you're eating more healthy food, fruits and vegetables and stuff, you might be able to bring yourself up on that curve a little bit more. And that can be motivation for them to do that. So, but it is a very accurate measurement. I mean, when you measure at 2 years of age, you're pretty much bang on by the time they're 18. And a lot of times they forget, right? So the children forget, they're young. So when they're a little bit older, they're 7 or 8 years old, and you say, hey, you know, I can tell you how tall you're going to be when you're 18. Really? Yeah, let's go do that. And so it's actually a fun thing to do. And it does tend to work out.
And it might be a good idea to write it down in kilograms too. It'll come in handy when it comes to taking medication and going to visit your doctor. Thanks, Doc. You have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too, Bill.
Medical Myth Busting with Dr. Perry Dworkin. Don't forget to listen to him this Sunday. Sunday House Call. 3 o'clock in the afternoon on News Talk 580 CFRA. It's the Morning Rush.